Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here all week long, not just today. We got a special guest with us now. He's not doing comedy today, this afternoon, so we were able to book him. Ami Kozek is here. Ami, great to see you.
Great to see you, Brian. Thanks for having
me. So if you just tell me, you got this rich musical background, and then COVID hits, and you say, listen, it's pretty funny. Maybe I could do some videos. What did it turn into?
Well, basically, I came from the music world. I still am an active musician and composer, producer. I play in a band called Distant Cousins, and we do original music. And the world of music sort of has a formula to it, a curriculum, so to speak. You know, you learn music, you can go to school for music, you study music. And in the world of comedy, it was sort of like this neglected child of mine. I wasn't giving a lot of attention professionally. But
people have told you how funny you are.
I was always doing impressions. I come from Orthodox Jewish family. We used to go to the Borscht Belt Catskills growing up, and I was always entertaining their friends. Ami, do such and such. Do Dr. Schwartzbaum. He does a great Dr. Schwartzbaum. You know, get on the coffee table and entertain. So I always had a passion for it. And then once I started utilizing social media as an outlet for my comedy, I was able to build an audience organically.
So, for example, with Trump, Trump amazes you in so many ways,
yes,
including his transitions.
Unbelievable. I got to say, people underestimate him. That's always been the downfall of the Trump detractor, is that they underestimate his skills. He is the master of segues.
In some ways, but yet sometimes they seem awkward.
I cracked a code the other day. I realized he can take any subject, any two subjects completely unrelated, and with two magical phrases, he can connect the two. And those two phrases are, and other things too, you know you look at. And other things, too, you know you look at. So I'll be like, yeah, it's terrible what's going on in Israel. Terrible, terrible situation. They gotta take care of it. They got to take care of Hamas. And other things, too, you know, you look at Ukraine. And other things, too, you know, Ukraine is terrible. It's a total disaster. It never would have happened if I was president. And other things, too, you know, you look at China. And other things, too, you know, I had a leak in my bathroom. It was terrible. Leaks coming down, leaks to the press. Trump's stream of consciousness. And other things, too, you know, you look at Melania. She's great. You look at so many things, and other things too. You know, you look at pedophilia. It's a real problem. Hollywood, disgusting. You know, you look at other things too, and other things too. You know, you look at sitting at a desk, so many desks manufactured in China. The prices are terrible, and other things too. It just keeps going.
Right.
It just keeps going.
And you know, it's true. You got to keep up with them. And you say to yourself, you'd like to do a follow-up question, but to which part of it?
Well, you know, you look at so many things, and other things too.
You know, what's so funny is to hear somebody do Trump without the anger. Alec Baldwin did him angry.
Yeah.
And we used to like to laugh at people. It makes it fun. Dana Carvey, funny with Bush 41.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell, funny
you.
With 43.
Yeah. Well, you know, this funny thing with Trump is there's so many different kinds of Trump impressions. There's everybody kind of cracks a different angle of it. And there's one impression of Trump nobody does. I think I'm the only one who does it. That's teleprompter Trump. And teleprompter Trump is a very different Trump. It's much more sensual.
Right.
You know, he gets up there in front of a big audience and he goes, we're going to do amazing things for America. The radical left has captured most of our major institutions. We're not going to let that happen to America. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So good. So bigly, so strongly. So good. We are going to issue an executive order officially recognizing two genders, biological men and biological women, beautiful biological women. There's so many beautiful biological women. It's much slower, much more sensual. When I become president, everybody gets a free Melania. Ooh, for America. Thank you. Thank
you. Teleprompter Trump.
Teleprompter Trump. So strongly.
Is that how you do it on stage?
I do a teleprompter Trump. I do the Trump segues. And then it's fun to just riff with the crowd.
As funny as that is, are there people that don't even want to laugh about Trump?
You know, the haters.
Especially in New York City.
Yeah, listen, the haters love to laugh at a Trump impression.
They do.
The lovers love to laugh at a Trump impression. So it's kind of foolproof for a comedy bit.
Right, but how do you let your positions on politics get out?
When you're doing,
subtle?
When you're doing stand-up, I mean, you always have a bit of an angle just for being yourself, but it's funny is the goal. Funny is the agenda, you know? So, you know, to get too preachy on stage, I always find that at the end of the day, for me, it's about making everybody laugh, which is a great unifier. So it's always fun when a room of people who hate him can still laugh and a room of people who love him can laugh as well.
So, Ami, should I do...
The great unifier in a stand-up comedy club. And I have the best words. That's why it works.
Right.
Stable genius. Yeah.
By the way, isn't that the funniest phrase? Underappreciated.
Stable genius. So underappreciated. Depreciation.
So
real
stable.
Estate. Stream of consciousness. Fantastic.
Right. Yeah. So, Ami, should I play your Netanyahu impression, First Nation?
Whatever you want to do. Your show.
Or can I have it here?
You want it here? You want it in person?
Bibi Netanyahu, of course. Listen, I disagree with the premise of your question, but we're going to finish this war. And whatever President Biden is thinking, we agree that we must eliminate Hamas, and we are not going to sacrifice our children, even though our enemies are willing to sacrifice theirs. That is Bibi. We need Bibi. You know why? Because he's the only Israeli politician who speaks English.
That is why. And America.
Honestly, no. I say this to audiences all the time. Like, I know that Bibi right now is, of course, as unpopular as ever, being responsible for the greatest security failure in Israel's history. But we're still going to need him in Israeli politics at some point, in some way, no matter what, because he speaks English.
Have you lived in Israel?
I lived there for a year after high school, yes.
Would you ever live there again?
You know, I have family there. It's amazing. I think it gets this perception understandably as this war zone, dangerous place. But if you go there, it's a thriving Western liberal democracy.
But they have backed off on the north, right, because of Hezbollah?
Well,
they've displaced tens of thousands.
Yeah. In a time of war, I think people have this notion of Israel that it's always in a state of war. Right now, it actually is. So that's understandable. And yes, I mean, right now it has things it has to deal with, and it has existential threats on all of its borders. But in general, I think a lot of people who've never been would be surprised to find a place that's very familiar
and
to
you
them.
And you do. You see these Palestinian protests, and you're outraged, as am I, and these pro-Hamas.
Yeah.
But what did you feel about this? The most powerful Jewish politician in history, Chuck Schumer, cut 37.
The former president's comments were utterly disgusting and a textbook example of the kind of anti-Semitism facing Jews, pushing the dangerous anti-Semitism trope of dual loyalty. To say you hate Israel or your religion because you have one political view over the other is sick.
Right.
It's hateful.
And Trump had said this, cut 37.
I actually think they hate Israel.
Yes.
I don't think they hate it. I think they hate Israel. And the Democrat Party hates Israel.
So that ticked off Schumer. Yeah. He says, you know, the Republicans are backing up Israel, hell or high water. And Democrats only 43% back Israel in retaliation for October 7th.
I think they hate themselves and they hate Israel. They really just hate themselves. If you're a Jew and you support a Democrat, you should be ashamed of yourself. I mean, yeah, he's inartful, but he speaks to something kind of resonant. I think the idea – I mean, Chuck Schumer has this kind of vibe of a guy who's just –
He said have an election.
I mean, he's – I feel like he's not in Congress. He's like in the back of my synagogue at the Kiddush just like talking to people. It's like, you know – I call on Netanyahu to resign as Chuck Schumer. He just has that sort of very typical, like one of my dad's friends who disagrees on everything. But I think that with, you know, everybody, a lot of people like to point to, like, sort of in solidarity with people who are critical of Israel. They point to Netanyahu. They point to settlements. Yeah. They're like, that's a problem, too. It's marginal compared to the actual problem.
How do we find you, Ami?
At AJ-Comedy, at Ami Kozak Official on Instagram, on YouTube, and you can find me there.
Yeah. Your life will be better.
Okay, thank you.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.